So we center our hearts and our minds on our Lord, our God, through Christ, our Savior. Gracious, loving, and merciful God, as we come before you today, we lift our hearts to you. And Father, we bring many needs, concerns, and requests before you. Father, we just ask that you would hear the ones we've spoken aloud today. We do pray for the leaders of our country and countries around the world. Father, we lift them up to hear from you, to govern in love through grace and mercy. Filled with care and compassion, seeking first your counsel in all things that they do. And Father, we pray for the needs we've lifted up here among us this morning. Many people are traveling out of town. Situations are changing for them. Father, we'd pray that you would be with them, bless them. Let them feel your presence and feel our prayers. And Father, as we have prayed for leaders in the larger scheme of things, Father, we pray for those at local levels. Father, in a way that fits all of us. For Father, we interact with one another daily. Some people we know, some people we don't know. And we have an opportunity to share your love and grace by how we act and how we react to those around us. Father, let us ever be mindful that we may very well be the only Bible someone reads. That our witness and our testimony, our actions, will speak volumes into their lives. So, Father, we do bring all of our needs that we've lifted aloud this morning, those silently upon our hearts, those just recorded in our bulletin. We bring them all to you today. And Father, we had asked this morning that you just touch each one of those needs in your love and grace. And we'll know that's what it needs. And give us strength. And Father, as we continue to pray, we pray indeed for peace around the world. We pray for the oppressed and the captive to be set free. We pray for the one who would oppress, that they would be changed. For those who suffer at the hands of cruelty, Father, we pray that they be strengthened and the cruelty cease. For those who are in hospitals, Father, we pray for the doctors and the nurses and those who care for them, as well as their well-being. For those who are in nursing homes or just shut-ins at home, Father, we pray that the caregivers are strengthened and the ones to whom care is given would find new grace and mercy. And Father, we just lift the many needs of our hearts and lives before you. Too many to name, too much to carry. So help us give it to you. And now would you hear us as our voices express our heart, praying as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.